You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Believe me, there have been times that some of my guests, I've mind-fucked them.
This has been...
They don't know it, though.
This is... Honestly, it's the best... What? What did you just
say? No one knows what's going on in my head.
Are you fantasizing about fucking our guests every time they sit down?
There's a couple that I have fantasized about fucking. I'm going to be honest.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom.
I'm Karen Lee Potter.
Are you kidding? We're 200 episodes in.
I'm switching it up.
You're switching it up.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. I'm Karen Lee Potter.
And I'm Cameron Potter.
And today we're talking about sex.
They need to still know who we are.
All right. Who are we? Who the heck are we?
By the way, we talk about sex literally every day. Why do you make today sound like such a different one?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
This is off the fucking rails already.
That's the reason we're so excited is this is our 200th episode.
200 sex talks with my mother.
God help us both. But in honor of this momentous occasion, we have gathered some of our favorite guests to talk about some of the things that they learned and enjoyed and thought about our show and about sex in general.
Mom, they still don't know who we are.
Oh, okay. Well, you can go ahead and start.
I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother, that one speaking right there, is a sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son, that one speaking over there, you can't see him because it's a podcast, he is a stand-up comedian, a mime, and a Buddhist clown.
And together we chat about sex. Mom, we've done this 200 times. Why have we spent over 3.5 years recording twice a week about sex?
I have no fucking idea. Because we're lunatics.
At first we got into this because we thought it would be very fun and funny.
Exactly.
Because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be much more than that.
It started
way
to
more
be,
uncomfortable.
It became more uncomfortable. People started asking us advice.
So we thought, okay, we should take this a little more seriously. And honestly, we do this because we've developed this unbelievable community of listeners. That's you, of guests who you'll hear from later in the show. And it has been a wonderful ride that has opened up the communication between us and a lot of other people, not just about sex, but about all sorts of taboo subjects that we typically keep to ourselves.
It's a new sexual universe.
Wonderful.
It is. It is. You know, think about it. All these times that people are like, I can't talk to my parents about sex. Well, we are doing it right here, right now. And we've been doing it for 200 episodes.
Okay. So this is a Thursday episode. Usually with Thursday episodes, we have guests. Those can be comedians, sexologists. We chat with them about their expertise and sex. And on Mondays, we talk directly with you, our wonderful listeners. What?
No,
you don't like this?
I do like it. Let's go. So let's get into it.
Wait, on Mondays, it's the morning after show. So if you text us or leave us a voicemail at our number, which is Yes Text Mom, we'll answer it on our Monday shows. So this is a Thursday one, and we decided it's our 200th episode. We're going to celebrate this anniversary with a bang.
With a party.
We're going to invite all of our favorite guests back on the show. And that's right,
yes,
folks. We're bringing them back.
We had quite an outpouring of support and fun and love.
And so we asked our favorite guests
the following questions.
Yes. Number one, we asked them to introduce themselves, which almost everyone does. Not everyone, but almost everyone. Then we said, what was your first reaction to hearing about our Mom's Son Sex Talk podcast? Okay. What was your most memorable sex experience? What is your secret for great sex? And in 3 words, how would you describe your experience being a guest on our show? So now, Mother,
yes.
Before we launch into all of those hilarious and awesome responses that you guys are going to be able to enjoy, I would love to run through these questions with you.
And I'd love to hear your responses as well.
Okay, so, well, we've introduced ourselves, so there's no reason to do that again.
Okay.
That it took like 10 times to do this for the fucking 200th time. Okay, so what was your first reaction to hearing about our Mom's Son Sex Talk podcast?
My first reaction was, you know what? It was actually your idea after we After we did a little video, you talked to some friends and they're like, why don't you guys do a podcast? And I really didn't even know what a podcast was. So my first reaction was like, okay, what do we do? But I'm game.
Okay, what is a podcast?
Yeah, exactly. And truthfully, my friends to this day have no idea what a podcast is. They think it's something on Facebook.
Yeah.
They see a video and they're like, oh, that video that you put on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, that's not the podcast. But what's your reaction?
My first reaction... basically, this kind of was a little evolution. We did that video that was really well received, where you just were probing me about my sex life.
Or lack thereof.
And thank you. And I remember my friend Carmelo was saying, you got to make this into a podcast.
Yeah.
And you were in the Chicago at the time. I was like, all right, hell yes. And then I was talking to another one of my friends who English is his second language. And so I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about starting this podcast with my mom. We're going to be talking about sex. And he goes, oh, sex talk with your mom. And I was like, yeah, I guess it's sex talk with my mom.
That's very catchy. So we owe the title to some guy that it was English.
Well, wasn't intending to give us a title. He just was kind of like spelling it out in his mind.
I thought you thought of this. Now, well, after 200 episodes, I find out
you could still credit me for
you
this.
You stole this from some guy.
I did not steal it.
Do we even have a name for this person?
I'm blanking on it right now.
You don't even know that this
poor guy. He was a fellow stand-up comedian.
He couldn't speak a
word
of English.
He's not even aware that he came up with this title. He literally was just trying to spell it out in his mind. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what this is.
I guess we're finding out new things every day.
Basically, I was like, wow. Well, I told you about that experience in college that really changed the way I look at how we communicate with people, right?
No.
My friend Geoff, who you know,
yeah,
is an insane person.
Yes.
He's a genius, but he does not abide by normal social rules.
No. We will expound upon that at any later episode besides this.
And I remember Geoff was... I was talking to Geoff about weed. And how I was, you know, I tried it and I didn't tell you about it. And he was like, why wouldn't you tell your parents about sex or about weed? And I was like, whoa, why wouldn't I talk to my parents about weed? Well, one of them's dead, but the other one I could talk to. And I was like, yeah, I guess if she doesn't like it, she can kind of just deal with it.
So you were more concerned about my judgment about you and taking weed than you were about telling me about your premature ejaculations.
Okay, first of all, at that point, I did not know that I came extremely quickly. but also, yeah, I think growing up, you that was like the big thing. You did not want us doing drugs. So that was like the last thing I was going to tell you about.
All right. I hear you.
But he was very open about that with your over the Geoff story. She just gave me the finger to start
like,
moving forward.
We have so much stuff to cover. And why are we going into this right
because
now?
Because what I'm trying to say is that was a revolutionary moment that I really was hoping to get... To offer people with this podcast, I want to give them the Geoff moment of being like, oh, why wouldn't I talk about that with the people that are around me?
That's actually true, and it just reminded me of something.
Oh, now we have time to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go on.
Actually, I'm going to save it for when you ask me about my most memorable sexual experience.
Okay, so that was my first reaction to hearing about our mom's son sex talk podcast. I was like, this is gonna be uncomfortable, but let's fucking do it. What was your most memorable sex experience, mother?
Well, that's what I was gonna get at. And you know, I have like two chapters. For those of you just listening for the first time, this is gonna freak you out if you haven't heard, but my husband passed away.
He was murdered.
It was 2006. This was Cam's dad and my other children's dad. And I had like a reawakening of my virginity again, I would say, because I hadn't had sex with anybody for 24 years other than your dad. So the most memorable, I think, was the first time that I experienced sex again.
Oh, wow.
After he died. And it was a really fun experience.
Oh,
and I remember.
Surprise, surprise.
And I remember him saying, because I first said, I'm not having sex with you. And then he's like, why can't people be chill about sex?
Yeah.
I remember him saying that. And that reminded me of what Geoff says. Why can't you be chill about talking about weed with your mom?
Yeah, okay. Totally. Why can't we just be more chill? Which is a hilarious comment coming out of my mouth if you've listened for 200 episodes.
Because you'll know that he is anything but chill on many subjects.
Yes.
All right.
You
but anyways,
ask me the same
so
question?
Yeah, I would love to know what was your most
was there anything
memorable?
Else that was memorable about that experience that we
well,
should know, by
yeah,
the way?
Of course. So we were in a swimming pool.
You fucked the first time after dad died in a swimming pool?
I think we ended up in a swimming pool. Is it
supposed to be like bacteria and shit in there?
I don't know, but it was a wonderful, sexy, hot fucking experience. I remember leaving.
Were other people around?
No, because it was in the dark in the night. At the time, we had a swimming pool in our backyard.
It was in our swimming pool?
Yes, of course. Who else's swimming pool I'd be having sex in?
Well, we definitely had chemicals in there.
Yeah, there was chemicals. At least we know that there was chlorinated. Oh, yeah. But I remember the music playing at the time.
Who was home at this time?
Nobody. You and your brother were off to probably summer camp or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's not go into any further detail and move on to your most memorable sexual experience. Yeah.
My most memorable sex experience is a toss-up between the time I broke my balls.
That you'll hear in one of the prior episodes.
We interviewed the girl. It's called the Ball Breaker episode, actually. And
she's not on it. She's no, not one of
she
guests.
Went by an alias. So we didn't ask anyone who's coming on this to come back on this podcast who went by an alias.
And unfortunately, some of the people that we asked to be on the show were sick. So
this podcast is what we're referring to.
Yeah. So please don't think that this is the end of all the guests that we had.
No. In fact, if you wanted to see these people, you know, they're such hilarious characters and wonderful people. If you wanted to see the video,
it'll be on YouTube at some point, whenever.
But it's on our Instagram. Every day we're going to be releasing one of these videos.
Yeah, so it's already on Instagram TV, so you can check out some of them already.
Just go to our Sex Talk with My Mom Instagram.
But there will be the complete footage on YouTube.
Okay, so anyway, it's between that time when I had sex 7 times in one night on all different levels, ended up, by the end of it, I literally was ejaculating air, I think. It's either that night or the night I role played and was the yoga instructor.
What?
That was a time.
I don't.
It was a role play and I was a yoga instructor.
We have to save that for some future episode. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
You are a yoga instructor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. And was your partner a yoga student? Or?
Yeah, it would be weird if she wasn't.
Well, what if she?
She's just a random stranger on the side of the road.
You could have both been yoga instructors. How do I know what your freaking fantasies are? Oh, you're right.
It could have been a little yoga teacher training.
It could have been any of that. And who knows with you?
It would have, Mom. It's the obvious thing that she's going to be the student.
All right, she's a student. Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So, what is your secret for great sex?
Okay, so I started thinking about this. This is another question that we asked these guests, and we got some crazy ass answers. But you know. And I took a lot from some of these people that have already responded, so I'm kind of like cheating. But I'm going to try to make it quick so that we can get on to our guests. I'm going to say,
can we just this is our 200th episode? Do we have to make this so goddamn quick?
All right, it's going to be a long ass thing. all right, so the most important thing, obviously, is to communicate.
Okay,
but something that I thought about is that you really need to adore your partner and really, you know, think of them as a sex goddess. And if you make that person feel that way, it makes it so much more sexy.
Or sex god.
Sex god, sex goddess, whoever the fuck you're fucking. it doesn't matter, because if you are really tuned in and paying attention to that person and really making that person feel special and excited and that you're, you know, so excited to be with them and present, that's going to make your sex so incredible. And that's why it will never get boring, because you can always pretend to be different people too. And that other thing I would like to mention, something else I'd like to mention.
Like Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, I never pretended that.
What?
I never.
Episode 2.
No, wait,
I think it's episode,
me.
Actually, it was never in our, episode 0. You, no. In our first video, you talk about Bill Clinton.
I said I fantasized. It doesn't mean we role played that way.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, the difference,
there's
guys.
There's a major difference.
Don't think that she's role playing that Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky situation. She's just imagining the whole time that the person she's fucking is Bill Clinton.
Not the whole time. One time, and you're taking
every
it to
time
the,
she
no,
has sex.
Not at all. Actually, I'm not even turned on by him at all lately. He just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Oh, wow.
But I have to say, George Clooney has never lost it for me.
Oh.
Okay. But okay, now we need to first explore our own bodies, understand how we come, because if you don't know how to make yourself come, how is somebody else going to make yourself come? Does that make sense? Okay. Also, you need to talk to the partner and explain what makes you come and find out what makes them come. You need to be curious. You need to learn. You need to observe. You need to listen. I wrote these little
Holy
notes down.
Fuck, a little note.
Little notes.
It's a whole book over there.
Yeah, a whole book on sex tips. by Sex Talk with My Mom. The mom of Sex Talk with My Mom. So those are my tips. And if you want to learn more, just go to my YouTube channel, Karen Lee Love.
What the fuck? What the hell?
A little promo.
A little shameless plug in the middle of Sex Talk with My Mom.
All right. So can you give us your expertise? Like, just so you know, we didn't have this expertise until we started interviewing a million people. And then we finally learned from the example.
What is your secret for great sex? I would say, here's what I wrote down. Be fearless and loving.
Aww.
Fearless. Literally everyone that you'll hear today talks about you have to communicate. But prior to even being able to communicate is the fact that you have to be comfortable with the other person responding poorly or to what you're about to say.
You have to be confident.
You have to be fearless and bold enough to say something that risks a negative response or crazy reaction.
You have to trust the other person.
Yes. But you can either trust them or you can trust yourself to handle any response that they give you.
Ah.
Do you see this?
I like that.
So you got to be bold, you got to be fearless, and you have to be loving. For great sex, similar to what you were saying, you must be present with that other person and want that person to also have a phenomenal experience. Because if they're not having a phenomenal experience, you're not having a phenomenal experience.
You just don't want to be what's known as a cum bucket.
But also, it shouldn't be a tit-for-tat situation. No, you don't want to be a cum bucket. It shouldn't be a tit-for-tat. You shouldn't just want them to have a phenomenal experience because you want to have one.
No.
It should be, we go through life trying to encourage more love, trying to make this world a better place. And in a very intimate moment like that, that is a very good time to be loving.
Thank you, Buddhist clown, for that experience.
You're welcome.
I think that is very bright, and
Thank you, Mother.
I'm glad that I have heard you explain that.
You're welcome. All right. In three words, how would you describe your experience, I guess not being a guest on our show,
but
being a host on our show?
I have so many words, but I'm going to say I'm passionate.
That's one.
About this show. It's my passion now. I want to change the world with the communication barriers opening.
Okay.
Hella fun.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't even know you knew the word hella.
It's hella fun doing this with you.
Hella fun?
I have the greatest partner in this, in the host that you are, and the co-host that you are. And you are a hell of a lot of fun to be with. And I have a hell of a lot of fun when I'm talking to guests and people from around the world. So it's fun. I think you're going to hear that too when you hear the rest of the comments from the guests. And lastly, it's very meaningful to me. It has a purpose. And we're going to ride this wave.
Oh.
What are your three words?
I love those three words. My three words are labor of love.
Ooh.
Labor, because it's been 3.5 years.
It's laborious.
Where I've made very little money. Very little money.
But thank you to our patrons who have helped out with that.
Yes, but it is clearly I'm not in it for the money. I'm clearly not in it for the fame because it's been 3.5 years. And I mean, you guys know me, but obviously that's not a dry, you know, it's not, I didn't become an overnight sensation. So at this point, it really is, such a unbelievable experience to sit down with these incredible guests and incredible listeners through your comments and emails and to get to know someone so intimately.
So quickly.
And to have these fun, open, loving conversations. That's kind of what's implied in these conversations. You must hold each other with respect and love. Because if you don't, no one in the conversation will feel open enough to talk about something so vulnerable.
So you're applying what you said to sex to being a guest on this show.
I'm fucking everyone on our show.
You're fucking everyone on the show. Believe me, there have been times with some of my guests, I've mind fucked them.
This has been.
They don't know it though.
This is honestly, it's the best. What? What did you just
no
say?
No one knows what's going on in my head.
Are you fantasizing about fucking our guests every time they sit down?
There's a couple that I have fantasized about fucking. I'm going to be honest.
Who?
You want to know the truth?
Yes.
No, you just got to go listen or go through.
We don't specify.
Go through the 200 episodes.
Give me one who you fantasize about fucking.
the infamous Derek Pierce, of course.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How could you not? Who doesn't?
I didn't.
Well, because you don't tend to swing on that side of the... You don't swing on that side of the baseball field.
Okay. Anyway.
And you? Have you fantasized about having sex with any of our guests? And be honest right now, because I just was.
A few?
A few?
Yeah.
Let's hear. Oh, you put me on the spot. You are fessing up right now.
No.
Oh, at least one. Don't have to do all three. But
oh, no. Well, I've had sex with several of our guests.
Yeah, that does not count.
Oh, come on. Oh, man. I what active fantasies about them? I've never jerked off to anyone.
I didn't say
that
you did.
Out.
I said that if they're your host,
who I've thought of, like, oh, you know, yeah. It'll be fun to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Who?
Well, I most recently, our last guest, I think. I think it was our immediate last guest, Brian Nicole. We don't need to share this with her.
Who's sharing it? If she's listening,
you don't need to share this, listeners.
All right, listeners, don't tell. Derek Pierce, who's a porn star.
I wasn't sitting there with like a big boner the whole fucking time, but I was, yeah, obviously, I would love to marry this person.
Obviously. Okay, should we get into our patrons?
Okay, all right. Okay, so
also, we've had some incredible reviews lately, so I'd like to talk about those, unless you want to continue on the sex questions.
Well, we finished those.
Yeah.
Wait, did I describe my experience being a host on our show?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did. I did. The three words, labor of love. Look at this. I'm all over the place folks.
You know what? You're all verklempt. You're all hot and bothered because you started thinking about the future of sex.
We've talked for quite some time here.
I told you started going off on the G off thing. This was going to happen.
All right. Well, okay. Right. So here,
hopefully
okay.
you guys will stick.
I said it was a labor of love, and it's love between everyone that's involved in this, because we could not have done this without everyone's support, honestly, because it's a fucking, so much work you couldn't even imagine. And it's emotionally draining as well, because these are hard discussions to sometimes have. So, as you could see, I'm literally sweating right now. So, I wanted to thank all of our patrons first and foremost. I would like to just read their first names real quickly.
I think they deserve it. And if
because
we get
we couldn't
to,
do this without you.
By the way, we have 33, and if we get to 50, Cam and I are going to be hosting a podcast episode while ingesting edible blueberries that have been infused with marijuana.
Oh, wow. You spoke that very eloquently. Usually we fumble that.
I just want everyone to also know that we're in Los Angeles, California, which makes it legal here. So we're not doing anything illegal.
Also, by the way, if you want, we're doing a special right now. If you want the perfect Mother's Day gift.
Oh, good call there.
Sign up to be a patron member of ours. Not only will you get free bonus episodes and access to a discussion thread that we actively participate in.
And a sticker.
You will get a personalized video message from us to whoever you would like. Maybe it's a mother. Maybe it's a brother.
It doesn't even have to be a Mother's Day message. It could be any message from us to you.
Well, it's a Mother's Day message in this situation.
It doesn't have to be.
It don't have to be.
But you have to. This is at the $25 level.
Okay. All right. So here, let's read through the patrons.
Yes, please do.
Aaron C, Aaron L, Aaron R.
There's a lot of Aarons.
Thank you, Aarons. We got Ben, Brad, Chuck, and Corey. Thank you, guys. Ethan, Frank. Frank has been super helpful, by the way. Gareth, Hannah, Jasmine, Jessica, Jim, we haven't heard from you in a while, but you helped us with my mother's rhyming for a while there.
I still need more help. Thank you, Jim.
John. Hi, John. It's Gerald's friend, John.
Okay.
And my friend, John. What?
Can you move this along, please? What the hell? We have to have commentary about every single patron.
Jonathan, Julie, Kevin, Chloe, Legion, Lindsay, Matt, Mackenzie. Mackenzie was our first patron.
She's our first patron. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Monica, Mr. Cunnilingus.
My favorite patron of all.
Paul. You know Paul. Ray. Rick. Oh, Rick. Love Rick. Oh. Robert. TJ. Treby. William. And our newest patron, I might butcher this, Zahan.
And as you can see, we have a special relationship with each one of our patrons. We are there for you. You can message us, get personal messages back. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom and sign up at any level that's within your budget. That's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Yeah, if you've enjoyed these 200 episodes, please, support the show.
Pretend it's like Netflix. You think about it. You have no problem signing up for Netflix and getting great content, right? Even though there's free TV out there. So this is the same kind of idea.
We got it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you easily spend that much money on a Starbucks coffee. Okay.
So
anyway.
I wanted to read an iTunes review. This is another wonderful way you can help us that we'd really appreciate. This one is, the subject line is, "You must listen." 5 stars by Zivi 5430. "This was the first podcast I ever listened to back in 2017, and it is still my favorite to this day. It is completely unmatched. Cam and Karen Lee talk freely about difficult topics with the ability to make you cry with laughter and conjure progressive thought processes. Listening to this has helped me in the areas of my life that I did not know I needed help with.
Wow.
You will truly connect with the host so much so that you will feel like you're speaking with a friend while listening. I wish I could give more than 5 stars.
Oh my God, I got shivers for Zivi.
Oh, Zivi.
Oh man, that is so sweet. And it's
Zivi.
One of our first listeners. That's so awesome.
Yes, thank you.
That's a perfect review to read on our 200th episode.
And I agree.
I would love to thank all our special guests today. Now, just so everyone is clear, we asked all our special guests to write to send in videos, and we gave them a short deadline, and a lot of them were really sick. They didn't have time to participate. So
all our favorite guests.
We asked a lot of almost every one of our favorite guests. I mean, I would say
there were some people that were excluded. So these are special ones.
Okay, but just so you know, the ones that aren't there are not excluded for a reason. They just probably couldn't get to us and couldn't get this in time. And so I don't want you to think that there's people out there that were not included, because we try to be inclusive of everybody. So
I'm saying we were exclusive. You're saying we're inclusive. I want to make this seem like the people that were selected were purposefully selected.
They were purposely, but we also selected a bunch more that didn't participate because of other extenuating circumstances. I don't want you to think that we're excluded them, because there's a lot of great ones out there that we missed.
Fair enough.
Okay. So here are the great ones that we got. We got
a special thank you to all these people.
And I'm just going to give first names. Emily Manhor.
Why don't you give the full name?
Okay. I'm going to give the full names. Emily Hartridge, Manhor, Jesse Dubai.
His name is Billy Preceded. Okay, go on.
All right. Do you want me to start at the beginning and tell where everybody's from? Okay, fine. Okay. We got Emily Hartridge.
No, you don't need to explain
all
that.
All right.
Come on.
So here we go. All right. So we got Emily Hartridge, Manhor, which is Billy Preceded, Jesse Dubai, transgender porn star. Amber, one of your ex-lovers. Not really.
No, she friend-zoned me.
Okay. We got Horny Michelle, the horny widow. We got Sex with Emily, who's got her
Emily
own.
Morse.
Emily Morse, big podcaster. And
Mom, what the fuck is going on here?
Okay. We got Sylvia Sage, another adorable, humorous porn star. God. We got the How Come podcast.
With Charlotte and Remy Casimir. Right. You're excluding the details that we need and including the details that we don't need.
We got Julie, otherwise known as Doris Dinkelberg. One of your, I think that was one of your ex-lovers.
Yep.
We got Dirty Lola, self-explanatory. We got the human fountains, which is what you used to do on an AGT.
Merrick's Got Talent.
He used to spit in the fountain's mouths. We have Sid Wilder, absolutely hilarious podcaster of, what's her podcast name?
Girl Interrupted.
You got to love that one. Got Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. We got Chris Bryan, comedian. We got a Mormon from
Chris Deuce, Celestial Sex Podcast.
Yep, another podcaster. Holly Randall for Holly
Randall Unfiltered.
We got Jenny Hogan.
Love her. Writer for The New Yorker, comedian, hilarious.
We've got a cam girl named Kyra
Kane.
And we got
Sex Work BB Podcast.
And we got a comedian named Sean.
Sean Stoner, hilarious clown.
We've got Nicoletta, another sexologist.
Sluts and Scholars podcast.
Another podcaster. We got another clown named Jonathan.
Jonathan Blake, Comedy Hour.
We've got Yael and Molly, comedians and writers.
Love her.
We've got We've got Kate.
Who's Kate? Kate Spina?
Yes.
Oh, she's a wonderful meditation teacher.
Yes. Yeah. We got Jupiter Slut. Self-explanatory.
Self-explanatory.
We've got Dr. Lori Bennett Cook, sexologist, former hooker, and Sandy from Instagram fame.
Sandy Lee.
Sandy Lee. We've got so many more that couldn't participate, but we wanted to thank those that did in getting us in the nick of time to put this video and podcast together. Thank you so much for being here and for your absolutely phenomenal responses.
You guys have been a lifeblood of this podcast, and we could not thank you enough.
I would like to tell you a few of their words that I...
Oh, Mom, no. We don't have time for that. No, we don't have time for
that. Okay, stop. By the time I'm done, I could have been done already. These are just like the same words kept coming up all the time when they described our podcast, and I just thought I'd mention them, which was fun.
You're ruining. You're
hilarious.
Jumping to the punchline.
Welcome.
I'm going to start talking. Honored, this is Cinco de Mayo. We're done.
Sweet,
on Cinco de Mayo, we're doing
a live
show
funny,
with the I'm
Frank,
Sorry Dad podcast at the Improv Hollywood. Can you stop, Mom?
All right, you guys have to listen to the whole thing if you want to hear the words.
We're doing a live podcast at the Improv Hollywood on Cinco de Mayo. Come on out. Anything else that you want to say, Mother?
I want to say, yes, thank you to our listeners. This has been a blast, and we love you so much. And in honor of this 200th episode, I will sing a song.
Oh, wow. Here we go. You better make this a good one. It's our 200th.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and our 200 episodes.
Oh,
what?
God.
That was pretty good.
You would think after 200 episodes, you would think maybe you could have written something down.
No.
Prepared anything
that
so it doesn't sound like you're just speaking word and adding ease at the end of it.
Okay, but let me explain.
And it was a fucked up melody. It was you're using syllables that weren't supposed to be there.
Well, let me say, if I wrote them down, it would not be as cute.
Oh, yeah. Very cute. All right. Thank you guys all so much for listening.
Love you.
Love you. Mom, before we jump in with our guests, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Are you a healthy person?
I feel like I'm generally healthy.
Because you take your vitamins.
And work out and eat well.
No, we're talking about Care Of vitamins right now.
I know. Well, the reason I love Care Of is because they send you a box and it's based on your own needs. So
Well, it's not just a box. Inside the box are daily packs of personalized vitamins.
Yes, that's what I love about
it. It's a vitamin subscription service. You take an online quiz, takes about 5 minutes. How was your experience with that?
That's what I was saying. I didn't realize how many areas I needed help with, like for memory, for heart, for sleep. For almost every aspect of your life, you evaluate what you need help with.
I could have told you that.
I needed help with everything.
Well, hair, now you
nails.
Got the help.
I do. It's Care Of.
Care Of is super easy and convenient. I didn't know what vitamins I needed. I took the quiz. It was very straightforward. Took only 5 minutes. Next thing you know, I got daily packs of vitamins delivered right to my freaking door.
And it's so addicting. I love that stuff.
So if you want to get healthy this spring... Spring into some vitamins.
Oh, I like that.
You got 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Just go to takecareof.com and enter promo code MOM50. That's MOM50.
Hi, guys. My name is Emily Hartridge, and I am a YouTuber, comedian, presenter, personal trainer living in London. My first reaction to hearing about the Mum and Son Sex Talk podcast was, what a fucking amazing idea. I wish I'd thought of that. My mum would never be up for this, or my dad. But I think it's such a good idea, because why shouldn't we all talk about sex? We all have it. Parents, sons, daughters, it's so normal. Talk about it more, I say. What was my most memorable sex experience? I would probably say with my ex-boyfriend... current boyfriend Jake, love you. Sorry, this wasn't you. We were going for a walk in like a country park in Hampshire in England, and I just think we just felt a bit horny. So there was no one around, I don't think, and we just had sex against a tree. And I'm not someone that's super adventurous with like where I have sex. I'm adventurous in the bedroom, but not outside. So that for me was very adventurous, and I felt like a right... after, and I loved it. My secret for great sex is having a partner that makes you feel really confident, like body confident about yourself, because I've had many boyfriends where I guess I wasn't that complimented by them, and I'm not someone that's like, take all my clothes off, I'm naked, I'm so proud of this. Like, I do get quite shy about showing my body. So for me, it's all about having someone that makes me feel amazing in bed. And my current boyfriend, Jake, makes me feel amazing in bed. So I think that for me is the secret, is just being with someone who makes you feel amazing. In three words, how would I describe my experience on this podcast? Fun. I have recorded quite a few podcasts, and this was definitely the funnest for me. Because I could say whatever I wanted. I could swear, I could talk about sex, obviously. And I'm someone that needs that verbal freedom, so that was amazing. Sexual. It was very sexual, even though we weren't all together. I mean, there was just three people talking about sex for about an hour, so it was sexual. The last word I would use is hilarious. We just non-stop laughed for about an hour. And it was really funny. I mean, I'm funny anyway, but those two were quite funny. Not as funny as me, but still funny. Yeah, so those are my three words. Fun, sexual, and hilarious. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, this is Billy Presida from the Man Whore Podcast. What did I think of sex talk with my mom when I first found out about it? I'm going to be honest. Thought it was a little bit of a gimmick. Thought it was like, ugh, a little bit eye roll worthy. But then I started listening to the show, and just over the years, sex talk with my mom has become so good, so high quality, and has opened up really fantastic open conversations about sex. I think it's awesome. What's my most memorable sex experience? I don't know, Cam, you pick which gangbang, and that one, sure. Why not? My secret for great sex is communication, communication, communication. The answer to the majority of sex advice questions I have gotten have been, I don't know, why don't you ask your partner? They probably have a good idea. Another one is just, you know, whatever your fantasy is, you can probably make it come true. With a little help from Craigslist or Reddit, you can make anything happen. In three words, describe being on Sex Talk with My Mom. Okay. Fun. Hot. Mom. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Congratulations, Karen and Cam, on 200 awesome episodes of Sex Talk with My Mom. May you have another super fun 200 more. Much love.
The next guest up is Jessie Dubai. She's transgender. She's a porn star. She rocks.
What was my first impression about the show? Oh, wow. Well, I didn't thought it was that weird because I talk with my dad about sex and porn and all that stuff all the time. We've always had like a very open relationship like that. So when I heard about the show, I was like, that's amazing. That's super good. That's a mom and a son can talk about everything just like we should, because parents and their kids, they should be friends and we should be able to talk about everything, you know, even as shameful or as fun as it is, whether it's sex or, you know, where I want to go to college. Talk with your parents. So love the show. Love the idea. I'm so glad to be part of this video. Oh, we're talking about that. Okay. Let's see. My most memorable sexual experience. It had to be when I was making this video in California. There was fisting, there was ass eating, there was prolapsing, there was all kinds of stuff, huge toys. I remember there was a horse dick this fucking big. So yeah, that was my most memorable sexual experience. Let's see, three words that would describe my experience in the podcast. Excited. I was very excited about the concept and what I was going to talk about. Welcomed. I felt very welcome since the beginning. I felt very comfortable. Honored. It was an honor for me to be part of the show. So congratulations on your 200 episodes.
Keep it up.
Hey guys, I'm Amber Newcomb. I was on an episode 3 years ago, almost to the date, where I didn't know it, but I was on a date with Cam and I subsequently had to friend zone him. When I first heard about this podcast, I thought it was insanely unique. And 3 years later, still true. I don't think there's anything like this or ever will be. And I think that's amazing. Three words to describe my experience on the show. The first, I guess, would be nerve-wracking. I was so, so nervous. I had never been a guest on anything before, and I didn't want to sound stupid. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I wanted to make myself sound clear and where I was coming from. And also to be sitting down with somebody that you had just had a really uncomfortable experience with, and then to go in front of, you know, thousands of people that were listening and in front of his mother was so crazy and just made me so nervous. I remember just like shaking in my car and waiting to go inside, just being like, I don't want to do it. Second word I would use is just unique. I don't think I'm ever going to have an experience like that again. I think it was such a special time in my life and a really nice way to wrap up my very strange time in LA. And the third word I would use is freeing. It felt kind of nice to be called out in a way by Cam for friend zoning him, because it forced me to confront an uncomfortable situation with plain and simple honesty and openness. And I think that's translated into the relationship that I have now. Pretty much when I left and went to Atlanta, I met somebody right when I moved there, and we're still dating almost 3 years, 2.5, 3 years later. Honesty is such a huge part of our relationship. Cam and his mom taught me how important it can be to just talk through things and to be open with the people, not necessarily that you're in a relationship with, but just people that you come in contact with all the time. There's no need to brush anything under the rug. It's always okay and feels actually better to get things off your chest and to be honest with each other. And the honesty being such a big part of my life now, big part of my relationship, is all thanks due in part in a small way to my time with Cam and his mom.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I was featured on Sex Talk with my mom on an episode called Horny Widows. My first reaction to hearing about this podcast was that it was revolutionary. My son was 11 years old at the time when I first started listening to it, and I just thought it was great to hear a mother-son couple kind of talking so openly about sex, because that's how I'd always talk to my kids about it. And it was just really interesting to hear their dynamics in comparison to the dynamics with my own children. Personally, my most memorable sexual experience was my first threesome. It was not at all like porn, in a good way, actually. It turned out to be a really good, positive, emotional experience, and I was not expecting that. So I will always remember it. The secret to great sex is knowing yourself, knowing what you like, what you want. That's step one. And then vocalizing that. So first you have to learn about what you want, probably through masturbation. And then you have to be brave enough to tell your partner, or drunk enough to tell your partner or partners exactly what you want. In three words, I would describe being a guest on the show as therapeutic. Me and Karen were both widowed, so it was kind of like a therapy session. It was also very educational. I learned a lot about the relationship between Karen and her son and my own relationship with my children. And I was, what I would also call it, fun. It was just like a lot of fun. There was a good play of fun and seriousness. But the fun, I feel like, really bonded me to them. And I feel like now Karen and Cam, like, I could just call them friends. I could hang out with them. And yeah, it was a great experience.
Hi, my name is Emily from the Sex with Emily podcast and SiriusXM radio show. Happy 200th podcast episode, Cam and Karen Lee. I'm so happy for you guys. I love your show. I love you both. And I'm going to answer these questions. My first reaction to hearing about your mom-son sex talk podcast, I'm like, finally, amazing. Brilliant. That is the best idea, is what I thought. That's what I thought. My most memorable sex experience, oh, must I choose? I have to say it is probably sex on the beach in Mexico with my masseuse, though I met him. It wasn't during the massage, after the massage. I did a whole podcast about it. It was very memorable and hot. My secret for great sex, I will not waver from this, it is communication is a lubrication. You have to talk about sex to have better sex, and also lubrication.
Hi guys, Sylvia Sage here, comedian and adult film actress. I wanted to say congratulations on your 200th episode. You guys are amazing. I'm so thankful for meeting you guys and you guys having me on the show. My initial reaction to hearing about your mother-son sex podcast was, holy crap, yes, we need this. We need people talking about sex, and to have a mother and son dynamic, it's mind-blowing. We often think about the sex conversations you have with your friends, but no one's really having them with their parents. So thank you, thank you, thank you is my only reaction. I love that you guys are doing this. As far as my most memorable sex experience, I've had a lot. But I'm gonna say the number one that sticks out in my mind the most is having sex on the roof of a car in the rain. The hood was still hot from the car running. It was just a very memorable moment in my head, and I'll never forget it. When you ask what I think the secret to great sex is, number one, communication, communication, communication. Tell them what you like and listen and hear what they want. Talk about sex. That's all we need to be doing. In three words, how would I best describe being on your show? I would say open, vulnerable, and honest. We called my dad. We called an ex-boyfriend. Things got real, and I think I might have even shed a tear or two. But in saying all that, I'm so happy that I got to do the show. You guys really get down and you really talk about the insides of people and really get down to the dirty when we talk about sex. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I wish you nothing but the best for the future.
Mwah. Hi guys, it's Remy
and Charlotte
from the How Come Podcast. Congratulations, Sex Talk with My Mom!
200 episodes!
I'm killing it!
You guys are insane.
You're amazing.
What was your first reaction to hearing about our mom-son sex talk podcast? Oh, amazing.
Amazing. We were so excited.
Like, sisters?
Yeah. And also we talk about like family talking about sex all the time on our podcast, and talking to you guys was like the first time we actually got to see it in real life.
Totally. Like, it's sex. People do it. Mm-hmm. Moms, dads.
Especially a mother-son talking about it. That's like such an important relationship. Because people assume that guys know everything and that you can't talk to your mom about stuff. And like, you guys handle that so well.
What was your most memorable sex experience?
I would have to say my most memorable sex experience was the first time I came, because that was pretty recent. It was February 22nd of 2018. I remember the day. I remember the time. It was a very big deal for me. I was 28.
And it was right there.
And it was right in there.
Oh, you know what? I had the best sex of my entire life with a complete stranger once.
Who? What? Oh, we don't know.
No, we do know now.
Okay.
But at the time, he was a stranger. And I didn't know that could happen, really.
What is your secret for great sex? Well, listening to your body, knowing what you want in the first place. I think experimenting alone is like a really huge thing.
And speaking up in the bedroom, too, is huge.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't mind readers.
No, nor should they be. Mm-mm. That would be bad for me.
Saying some shit. You're not weird.
You're not weird. Whatever you like or think about or whatever, don't judge yourself. That's a huge thing. Don't judge yourself or anybody else. In three words, how would you describe your experience being a guest on the show? Fun.
Cozy.
And family.
Totally. It was just like the best time.
It was so nice. And Jewish. No.
Jewish.
Very Jewish, because we all are.
Jews.
Congratulations, Sex Talk with Our Mom. Nope. You're our mom now.
You could have been if you set me up with your other son.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Sex Talk with My Mom, or as we like to say,
congratulations,
For all the wonderful work you're doing with sex and families and
totally
everyone.
You guys are the best.
We love you.
Hi, I'm Julie, aka Doris, as noted by my Twitter, which I don't really use much anymore. I'm actually at work right now, so I apologize for the lackluster setting. We'll just say this is my take on realism. I hope that this is audible too, Jesus. My reaction to hearing about the show was definitely, that's different. That's definitely different, and fuck no, I could never do that with my mom, which made me all the more fascinated. And my most prominent sexual memory is definitely getting fingered in the car to orgasm while Purple Rain by Prince was playing, hands down. And three words to describe my experience as a guest: wow, elucidating, and liberating. And I say those three words because, wow, I was just kind of in awe of how easy it was and how almost comfortable I felt by just like having an open dialogue about having sex, especially with a sexual partner and his mom, which I could never fathom doing something like that other than on that fucking podcast. And elucidating because it cleared so many things up, so many like deep-seated emotions or detachments I had during sex. It just cleared a lot of things up and made me feel that much more comfortable with communicating about sex. And liberating because, I mean, to have that debriefing, as we called it, it was so freeing, and to communicate openly about it was fucking incredible. And to speak to people who are so open and knowledgeable about the topic was really, really great. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Dirty Lola, a sex educator, performer, and dildo slinger in New York. My first reaction to finding out there was a podcast where a guy talks to his mom about sex was like, what the fuck? But then after meeting Kim and Karen Lee, I was like, okay, this is the perfect amount of candid talk, but also, what the fuck, mom? No. And I love it. It was just great. My most memorable sex experience right now, the top of the list for that is how I found out my current partner is a freak. It's before we started dating. It was at Sex Geek Summer Camp because, you know, that one time at camp, this thing happened. He comes across as this nerdy dad, but he's a bit of a freak himself, and he showed me that night with a lot of spanking, biting. I had hickeys the size of Texas, and it was pretty fucking amazing, but unexpected and so memorable. Secret to great sex: communication. If you can't tell somebody what you want, need, desire, what you like, what you don't like, I don't know how you can expect them to know. Folks aren't mind readers, even the best lovers. And I always say, just because you're somebody's best lover doesn't mean you're going to be the next person's best lover. You got to stay on your toes, because what one person loves, another person will hate. So remember, use that mouth for talking. L, three words. Let's see. Sweet, hilarious, disgusting. So sweet because it was awesome hanging out with Kim and Karen Lee and seeing their dynamic. Hilarious because I think I laughed so much. I was laughing so much. Just so much. Y'all are amazing together. You're an amazing duo, and you cracked me up the entire time. Disgusting because that thing Kim did with those other men on America's Got Talent. You showed me the clip, and I was just like, this is why you have canker sores. Swap and spit. And nobody's using Listerine, so I really hope y'all learn to use Listerine. Thanks, y'all. Congratulations.
Hello, I'm Ben.
Hi, I'm Joel. And we were on Sex Talk with my mom as part of the Human Facets.
What was your first reaction hearing about our mom's son's Sex Talk podcast?
Well, knowing Cam as well as we do, honestly, it kind of made a lot of sense and didn't really surprise me.
Yeah, for me, it was just something that I thought I'd like to be a part of.
What is your secret for great sex?
Always masturbate. Any time before you think you are in any position to potentially have sex, because it helps me go a lot longer and make it a much more enjoyable experience for whoever I'm with.
And my secret for success is consent.
In three words, how would you describe the podcast?
Informative.
I would say one of a kind, it's unique, and funny.
Hello, I am Sid Wilder, and I love Cam and Karen. They're like two of my favorite fucking people in the entire world. And I first heard about sex talk with my mom. Gosh, I think it was like on Instagram. And I was like, who are these two people? Holy shit. His mom talks about sex. He talks about sex with his mom. I listened to it. I was like, I love these people. I have to know them. And I did like so much research on them before I met them. And I remember meeting Karen. It was her birthday because we're almost like birthday twins. And it was just like one of the best experiences of my life. Like every time I'm with them, I feel like they're part of my family. And I just love them so much. And I can't wait to be on their podcast again. My most memorable sex experience was either having sex all over the Playboy Mansion or Uber or that sex machine person. I don't know. I don't know if I have one. There's so many. My secret for great sex is it's like a dance. You have to follow the lead of the other partner, and my Lyft driver is hearing all of this, so you're welcome for the free sex advice. He's not paying attention, so that's good. In three words, I would describe my experience on sex talk with my mom as fun, funny, and home, because you guys feel like home. I put that in one of my posts, and it's true. You guys are amazing. I love you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and congratulations, Cam and Karen, for your 200th episode of Sex Talk with My Mom. I am a clinical sexologist and essential yoga therapist, and I travel all over the world teaching people about sexuality, kind of like you do through your podcast. My first reaction when I heard about you doing the show was, this is brilliant and so timely and needed, and we're grateful for you. My most memorable sex experience has been bringing Tantra into my bedroom and opening me up to all the body, mind, spirit connections and how that can make our physical experience that much better. Secrets for great sex. Well, I have five I'm going to share with you. And one is understanding how important sexual pleasure and enjoyment is to our overall health and happiness. The next is to make physical health a priority. So because when we feel good, we feel sexier, and that makes our sex life that much better. A dirty mind. Gotta have a dirty mind and be curious about sexuality and exploration. And then having a willing partner that's gonna go that route with you and enjoy those naughty thoughts and create new fantasies together. And then a comfort with being able to communicate what you want, what your boundaries are, and also to express when you're feeling and experiencing pleasure so your partner gets some positive feedback. And in three words, how would I describe my experience being on your show? I would say fun, easy, and important. And the fun and ease is because you two have such great personalities. You bring humor and laughter and peacefulness to that experience. And then because it's such a difficult topic, you bringing this to a realm where people can open up and converse more readily makes what you do that much more important. Thanks again for the opportunity to be on your show. I look forward to many more, and congrats.
Hey guys, my name is Christopher Bryant. I am on Netflix's Cooking on High, where I judge edible marijuana dishes. I'm also on a comedy special on Amazon Prime called Out on Stage. What's your reaction to a mom-son sex podcast? Well, I knew Cam before I heard about the podcast. And when he told me he was doing a podcast with his mother on sex, I was like, of course you are. Hoping mainly that this would just cure Cam's sex issues, because nothing helps your sex life with talking about it with your mother in front of hundreds of thousands of people. It's my most memorable sex experience. I had sex with a Mormon guy who just couldn't stop crying during sex, and then found that I felt empowered because he was crying. So I don't know if crying fetishes are a thing. I think if this was like, if I was a burly man and it was a small person, that would sound awful. But yes, I guess I have a place of power now, thanks to that. My secret for great sex is Molly. I feel like Molly is the most magical drug in the world. I've been in a relationship for 4 years. You want to know how you keep having sex? It's Molly. It will make it feel like it's the first time. The day after is bad because then you can't stop crying. So I would say definitely eat lots of bananas the next day. I don't know if that helps. That's what some stoner told me. But I would say Molly is my new go-to drug. It just makes you feel alive. Or, I mean, it just makes you feel anything, which is good. And then the last question is, three words, how could you explain your experience on the show? I would say three words. I would say mommy issues, abundance. I think that describes it. Just like lots of mommy issues, my mommy issues, Cam's mommy issues. There were a lot of mommy issues. I think they're better now.
My name is Chris Deuce. I'm the host of Celestial Sex, which is a Mormonism and sex podcast. The fact that the two of you have made a sex podcast work for this long as business partners and as mother and son, it is so impressive. I'm proud of you. When I first heard about sex talk with my mom, it was from one of Cam's ex-girlfriends. And at the time when they were dating, she told me my boyfriend is podcasting about sex with his mother. It was a paradigm shift for me. It blew my mind because I'd never discussed sex with my family, certainly not publicly. So the fact that there was this show being made where a mother and son were discussing this taboo stuff, for me, that was really helpful to wrap my mind around the fact that that's okay and that that's good. So when I listened to it and was learning and laughing and all that good stuff, like, it helped me get to the point where I could podcast about sex myself. I feel like you guys were very inspiring, so thank you. My most memorable sex experience, I'll say, was the most recent sex experience with my girlfriend, so as to not get in trouble. Oh, her and I love to listen to sex podcasts and learn about sex and then talk about it when we're in the car. And I feel like all of those conversations help us have better sex once we're in the bedroom. So that would also be my advice for great sex, is to talk about it all the time with your partner. Be open to learning new things and the fact that you're going to change as you get older. The three words I would use to describe my experience being on Sex Talk with my mom would be hilarious. You're both very funny. Educational. Loved learning about your backgrounds. And inspiring. Again, you two inspire me a lot. Thank you for the work that you're doing, interviewing so many different types of people and approaching them with curiosity and openness and a sense of humor. You two are the best. Congratulations. Good work. Keep going.
I'm Holly Randall. I'm an erotic photographer, director, and podcast host for Holly Randall Unfiltered. My first reaction to hearing about Sex Talk with Your Mom was probably a little bit different than most people. I think most people would be like shocked, like, oh my God, you're gonna talk about sex with your mom. But if people know me and know my family history in porn and know my mother, Suze Randall, it's not strange to me at all. So I was just kind of like, oh, I talk about sex with my mom too. Like, we're all in the same boat. My most memorable sex experience was probably when I went to Amsterdam on vacation with my boyfriend right after we graduated high school, and we hired a hooker in the red light district. My secret for great sex would be to really kind of take time to figure out what both of you like. A lot of foreplay, a lot of tactile, massage, touching, maybe a little bit of restraint, maybe a little bit of BDSM. It's kind of like whatever you're into, but I think communication is definitely key. Three words that I would use to describe my experience on Sex Talk with My Mom would be hilarious, insightful, and fun. I feel like that splits itself.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ginny Hogan. I was on Sex Talk with My Mom a few weeks ago. My reaction to hearing about this podcast, I thought it sounded awesome. It's a mother and a son who talk about sex. I love to talk about sex with people's parents. I much prefer to talk about sex with my own friends. If I can find a friend's parents to talk about sex, well, that's great. So I love the idea of this podcast. My most memorable sexual experience was definitely when I pegged a man. It was his too, for sure. He never said it, but I do know that. And we talked about it on Sex Talk with My Mom, so listen to our episode. The secret to having great sex, I would say have sex with me if you can. And if you're not one of those like 17 people, I would say use a vibrator. One that maybe like you could like name it after me or something. Yeah, I think the vibrator makes it better for both people. Really just adding vibration makes sex a lot more fun in all ways. And then how I would describe the podcast episode that I did of Sex Talk with My Mom, I would say it was tons of fun. That's three words. I would also say it was all about pegging. And I would say it was Ginny, Cam, and Karen Lee because we were the people who did it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Clara Kane of the Sex Work Baby podcast. And I want to first and foremost say congratulations to Cam and Karen Lee. This is a pretty big deal. I mean, if you don't think so, you're crazy, because it is. So congratulations, guys. I do want to answer these questions for you. I remember first hearing about a mother and son podcast team and thought that it was going to be a sex therapist mother who was very pushy in making her son talk about sex. Like, he has a wet dream and she's like, let's really, really talk about this. It was not like that at all. And talking with them, it was not nearly as uncomfortable as you feel like it would be. My most memorable experience with sex, and I think this is because scent is tied to memory, but the first time I had sex, I had to use strawberry body butter from a place called The Body Shop. And the smell is so fragrant and unique. And so now every time I smell strawberry body butter, I get horny and I can't help it. So that's what it is. My biggest advice for great sex is communication. It's really smart to just be open and honest with your partner so you guys know one's uncomfortable. And if you are feeling like something's missing, you guys can talk about it. If something's uncomfortable, you can talk about it. Communication is key. Three words I would choose is what a blast, because it was really interesting talking to people. They talk about sex all the time. I talk about sex all the time. But I talk about sex work, and so being intrigued by one another, because I don't customarily talk to mother and son like that, so it was very interesting. Congratulations again.
Hi, my name is Sean Stoner, and I was on the Sex Talk with My Mom podcast a few months back, or maybe a while back. I think it was the first live podcast. My first reaction to hearing about this podcast was a bit timid, like a bit like, I don't know, is that for real? Do I want to listen to that? But then I started thinking about the relationship I have with my mom and how we talk about a lot of things and sometimes sex comes up. And then I guess I was just like, why would you make that public though? My most memorable sex experience, I don't think I have just one most memorable, but things that stand out in my mind are when a partner and I have sex in different locations, like, and just in the house, public perhaps too, but mostly like on a chair or in the living room or in the kitchen or in the shower, instead of just the bed. Those stand out to me as being the most memorable. What is my secret for great sex? I don't know that I have a secret for great sex, but some thoughts I have are being present, and for me, pleasing the other person. I really get a lot of pleasure out of seeing someone else have pleasure. And I think laughter and having fun. Sex is fun. I think sometimes we take it so seriously. In three words, how would I describe my experience being a guest on the show? Fun, vulnerable, and respect. I felt very respected. I felt comfortable to be vulnerable, and I just had a damn good time. Thanks, y'all.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nicoletta von Heidegger, and I'm a marriage and family therapist and sexologist. And I had the pleasure of being on Sex Talk with My Mom back in 2016. I have actually known Cam since we went to college, so I wasn't super surprised when he told me that he was doing a sex podcast with his mom. If I had to think about my favorite sexual experience, it would probably be talking about sex with this awkward guy and his mom. It was disgustingly sexy. You may have heard of it. It's called episode 20 of Sex Talk with My Mom. And if I had to sum up my experience on Sex Talk with My Mom in three words, I would say oatmeal cookie thickness. And whoever commented that, you know who you are. Sex Talk with My Mom, congratulations on 200 amazing episodes. I love you so much.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Blake, and this is my video submission for Cam and Karen's 200th episode of their podcast, and it feels an honor to be included. I met Cam through the Clown and Idiot community, so it was a real treat to be invited to be on the show, and it's a treat to be invited to be a part of this. When I first heard about the podcast, I thought, yay, my friend has a podcast. And I knew that it would involve talking about sex, which at the time I heard of it, I hadn't had sex. So I thought, that must be interesting. My first, my most memorable sexual experience was my first, and also my one, and still one. I'm not going to forget that one. It was very, very memorable. My secret for great sex would be approach the opportunity with gratefulness, because if you're grateful for the opportunity, how can it not be great? And I certainly felt grateful for my opportunity. I thought that I might die without ever having that experience of getting to have sex. So for me, it was great. And three words, I felt loved. And I chose those words because I felt invited and encouraged and warm, and it was a treat. So thank you. Thank you, Karen, and thank you, Cam. And here's to another 200 episodes. Thanks. Bye.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Molly.
And I'm Yael. And we were on Sex Talk with My Mom.
A long time ago. Mm-hmm. Right at the beginning.
Yep. We're still here. We're still queer.
Yep.
And what are the questions?
Okay. What was your first reaction to hearing about the mom's son? Oh, God. Well, the first reaction was like, yes, of course Cam would be doing this.
Right. Felt right.
It felt right. I mean, we were definitely like, ugh, I could never do that.
Right.
But yeah, I guess at first we were like, gross. And then we were like, it makes sense.
And then we were like, I guess we have to be on it.
Right. We begged and begged. most memorable sex experience.
Ooh, not gonna.
Everyone. Every single one is memorable. Secret for great sex. I would just say,
Honesty. And that's,
and like consistency. Yeah, like do it.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into details.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not Cam or Karen.
In three words, how would you describe your experience being a guest on our show?
Three words. Fun. Weird.
Uh-huh.
You do the third.
Okay. Unique. It was a unique experience.
Unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Sex talkers. Is there like a word for them?
Sex talkers.
Sex talkers with my mommers.
Hi, my name is Kate Spina. I'm a meditation facilitator here in LA. And congratulations, Cam and Karen Lee, on your 200th episode. That's really exciting. When I first heard about this podcast, I was so excited to hear about a mother-son duo talking about sex. I feel like we live in a culture where we don't talk about sex enough, and there's so many stigmas, and so it felt so nice to have this different configuration of people really talking about it. One of my most memorable sexual experiences was being with a man who I'd been acquaintance with for several years, but one evening just decided to go over to his place, and he spent 2 hours worshiping my body, worshiping the divine feminine within me, multiple orgasms, like so much care and service. I just felt so adored. It was amazing. My secret to really good sex is presence, is really being aware of what is happening in my experience in the moment, what's happening in my partner's experience in the moment, how I can get more pleasure, how I can give more pleasure, how I can really be with this person in this moment. The three words that come up for me when I think about being on the podcast was a lot of, I felt very welcomed by Cam and Karen Lee. Here I am coming from a Buddhist perspective to talk about sex, and I just felt so welcomed and accepted for that. And I felt hopeful by the end of the podcast, just feeling like I'm so grateful that these conversations are being had.
When I first heard of the podcast, I was delighted and absolutely honored because I heard of it while I was being invited to be a guest. I was thinking to myself, wow, this guy's really cute. Oh my gosh, he has so much energy. What a smile. Wow, he wants me to be on his podcast. And with his mom, I wasn't comfortable talking to my mom about sex. I have huge fear and kind of revulsion, physical reactions to taboo. The reason I decided to talk about that was because your other question was, what is your secret for great sex? I did not have great sex with myself for a long time because I was so ashamed and so cut off from my body. My secret to having great sex is learning how to drop out of my mental reality and my mental reactions, which are always happening, but shifting to those physical reactions and focusing my attention there became my great secret. My secret to great sex.
Hello, I am Dr. Lori Bennett Cook, and I am just here to give my rave reviews of hanging with Cam and Karen on the Sex Talk with My Mom podcast. It was an amazing experience. My first reaction hearing about the podcast was actually really excited because I have children of my own and the ability to talk freely about sex and sexuality and our bodies and everything that comes in these beautiful things that we're walking around the earth in was a pretty cool opportunity, and I was excited to do so. My most memorable sex experience. My most memorable experience was when I was working at a brothel years ago. And I had an elderly man come in that was looking for someone to dance with him. And he had gone and asked all the different ladies, do you dance, do you dance? And none of which would say, you know, no. They all said yes, because of course we're in a brothel and they're all amazing dancers. He came, approached me, and I said, no, don't dance. And we went back to my room. That was exactly what he was looking for. And me completely nude, in nothing but my stilettos, and we danced. He taught me to dance, and it was probably the most beautiful experience I ever had, and it was had nothing to do with actual penetration or sex, but it was connecting, and that was really, really valuable and amazing. In three words, how would I describe my experience being on Cam and Karen's show? Probably very comfortable, and as though I was sitting with old friends and just talking freely about sex and sexuality. So yeah, it was a beautiful experience, and I am so thrilled for the 200th episode and so honored to have gotten to be a part of the journey. So thank you and love to you both.
Hello, Cam and the beautiful Karen Lee. This is Saucy Sandy Lee from Toronto. When I first found out about your podcast, I thought, how awesome is that? Because contrary to what you guys think of me, I am prudish somewhat of how I speak of sex in public and with my children and whatnot. So I really admire the relationship that you guys have, open and funny and whimsical. I think it's simply fantastic. I was recently on your podcast, and I thank you because I love for the opportunity to share of a cougar MILF, married for 28 years, mommy of two young adult girls, what it's like and how normal I am and whatnot. The question was most memorable sex. I'm going to say anytime we've been on vacation because of the new environment, the lax atmosphere, no children at home, no dog on the bed watching. That's a thing. So anytime on vacation is always memorable, like a new photo album of sex. My secret to great sex, I would say, is after all this time, just learning and knowing what works, what doesn't work, being giving, being thoughtful, and working towards success in the same direction. So I believe that's everything. How would I describe my experience on the show with you? Funny as fuck. Because you guys make me laugh, and I hopefully contribute a little bit of laughter to your show. So keep up the good work. Love you guys. Checking out. Bye.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode or you appreciate this podcast,
don't be selfish. Share it.
Do us a favor. The best way to support our show is by sharing it with other people so that we can grow our family and we can continue making these beautiful little episodes.